you. Updated in real time on demand at prisnet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit prisnet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, in 2014, through the September sales at Keenan, yearlings by Majestic Perfection sold for an average of $113,368. That's better than 10 times the stud fee. A superb individual, thus the name, Majestic Perfection was sold as a two-year-old to the astute horseman David Engordo for $370,000, and he's stamping his progeny with his superior conformation. But a larger contributor to the demand for his offspring is the fact that his two-year-olds, from his first crop, came out running, ranked second on the freshman sire list with 10 winners. That includes seven that won their very first starts, two others won their second starts, and the other won a third start. Seven more have placed, including the highly promising Homer Matt, who in his debut placed in the Santa Anita Juvenile Stakes, then ran a second, just got beat a half length, and a maiden special at Del Mar. So he's going to add him to the list very soon. Majestic Perfection, a grade one winner with brilliant speed. How about 6 furlongs and a track record 107-1 for a 117 buyer? And he is the fastest son of top sire Harlan's Holiday. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit and sales.
Horse Tales with Herschel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Herschel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone, and it is a beautiful morning. And did you all see that sunrise this morning?
That was beauty.
It was one of the all-time greats.
One of the all-time greats. It started just where the sun came up, and then by the time we got here, it was all the way around. There were everywhere there was a cloud. It was just a hot pink. Did you see that sunrise this morning, Michael? Wasn't that beautiful?
I got up, as usual, about a little before 5, and so I got to see it at its birth. And that's a great thing about living in the country. You know, you live in town, you don't see things like that.
Right.
You know. No, you just see other things.
See red lights and things. That's fun.
Red lights.
Murders.
Michael blowing it.
As one who spent some time in the city, at dawn you see other things.
The curb.
And what's in it?
Including you.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Morning, Ursula. How are you?
I'm just doing wonderful. It was just a great start for the morning.
Fabulous. Well, we went to the farm manager's dance.
Did you?
Ralph Quillen giving away beer samples up there.
Oh, I should have gone.
Oh, yeah, you should have gone. Yeah.
Well, we had intended to go, but Betsy, our daughter, moved.
Oh, she moved? How's she doing over
there?
She's
doing fine. Right. She has a little bout of homesickness now and again, but that's been the last week.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was nice. We're sorry we missed it because, you know, I'm getting Facebook pictures all over the
place. I brought your program. I must have left it in the car.
Oh, good.
I brought your program. Alfred Knuckles wrote some really nice things about Scooter Hughes.
Oh, good. Carr. Yeah, Scooter nice was just up here.
Yeah, he was just here a minute ago.
He got up early, too.
Yeah, that's the way it is. The trainer.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
You know, he looked pretty good, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he trimmed his beard. Woo.
Yeah, I guess he did that for the dance.
Yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't let him in. Ralph did not.
He didn't. Oh,
Ralph
no,
did
never.
Not.
No, Ralph standards must
Ralph
be maintained.
Ralph could play for the Red Sox.
He'll go on that show that comes on. What's his?
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah,
he'd fit right in with Duck Dynasty with that beard.
But I'll tell you, the beer he had was fabulous.
Is that right?
This Belgian blonde beer that he made was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Last time we went over there, he gave Ursel something. I don't know what the proof was, but it wasn't something Ursel was used to.
I tell you what, they served it in a
oh, it's a Belgian, right?
Like a bucket.
In a snifter.
Yeah,
like a brandy glass.
Yeah, in a shifter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
Belgian.
Well, whatever it was, I don't know what the alcohol content was, but it was a little bit more than old Ursel's used to. I tell you that.
He went home and sat down in his recliner, and there he was.
He reclined.
He reclined.
That bar stool got a little shaky there for a minute. but it was fun. It's a fun place to go to. We were going to go last night. But,
Betsy called. Betsy had a little attack of homesickness. Oh. So you kind of got to talk to her. And
oh, yeah, sure.
First things first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those wonderful people down there. I mean,
that's extraordinary.
Yeah, and she's doing extremely well, except when every the day ends, you know, and it quiets down a little bit, and then
she gets a little homesick. Then I don't think she's homesick for us. I think she's homesick for her birds and the dog.
And service.
Yeah, that's service. It, Ma.
I got to do this stuff.
I don't know. She's probably getting better service down there than she got at home.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, well.
So, have you got any exciting announcements?
Well, I'm waiting on one, I hope. Oh. I'll find out today, I think. But, yeah, I have a couple.
Well, you've got Daytona.
We got Daytona. Daytona's beautiful chestnut.
Yeah.
Tough as nails, that horse. Won the San Gabriel.
Is he a stallion?
No, he's a
gelding. Oh, okay.
Really got a great personality.
I read on your email that they had tried to make a jumper out of him or something ride him, and he's not that sound.
Yeah, well, he's not. Well, you didn't want to do it.
There you go.
Yeah, through working.
Well, something hurts.
I'm really glad they sent him to us. And I just made arrangements with the owners and with trainer Bill Spar from out in California, to retire. Wonderful Eclipse Award, a Breeders' Cup winning sprinter named Amazombie.
Oh, I remember that name.
Don't right on the cusp horse. Of the Breeders' Cup, we're going to bring in another Breeders' Cup winner.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. It's really good. So, and then we're talking to the Game On Dude people, and we're hoping that Game On Dude will end up at Old Friends.
So. That's good. I saw your wife at Kroger's. So
it's a very exciting time. Today, they're going to parade Game On Dude out at Santa Anita.
Oh, are they really?
And Rosie Naprovnik representing us out there.
Oh, good.
And maybe she can put it a good word for us and tip it in our balance. But anyway, no matter what they do, I have to say this. These people that own them and Bob Baffert, my respect for Bob Baffert went up exponentially.
Is
because
that right?
He was so careful about asking very specific questions about the farm and about the how big the paddocks were and what were the waterers like and what kind of feed did they get and who's the vet. And he went, we must have talked. We talked a couple times on the phone for, 20 or 30 minutes.
Good.
And so we put our best foot forward and hope that they decide to send them to Old Friends.
Good.
It'd be really great.
Good.
It'd really be a
good putting your
really
best foot forward rather than in your mouth. That's what
For once.
Yeah.
For once. And today's the cat launch stakes up at Thistledown.
Yeah.
So we have a stakes race named after our great horse cat launch at Thistledown.
Are you going up?
No.
No.
It's Cleveland. It's too far for me.
That's
I'd like to though. If it wasn't,
he'll drive to Saratoga, but he won't drive to Cleveland.
No, no. Right. Now that you mention it, that would be fun to do, but I can't do it now. It's already probably too late. Take 6 hours.
I don't think it takes that long to get to Cleveland.
I don't know.
Well, it takes an hour to Cincinnati, an hour to Columbus, an hour and a half to Cleveland. Yeah, I guess not. I guess 5 hours.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it was.
Yeah, it's not too bad. People from here race up there.
It's a diddly
dog. I'll take Jackie's Mercedes.
No, you won't.
I got a
pickup truck you can take.
You don't know how old that Mercedes is.
Yeah, right.
So you don't know how old our Buick is. you'd rather have – some people would rather have a Buick.
I bought that thing in 2002, so that makes it 12 years old, but that's why you buy one. They last forever.
Mine is 2002.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, good year.
Yeah, you did better than we did. You did better than we did.
Hey, what about Suffolk? What a shame.
Oh, terrible.
They had 100 horses to find homes for.
No kidding.
Reruns got signed up for some. I know
I talked to Lisa Malloy. We're making arrangements for Old Friends to. What's going to happen is the horses that are on around here will work with New Vocations, and then the horses that are on the East Coast, where in New York or Suffolk and places like that we get, will go to Lisa.
Yeah,
they can be retrained, so they'll go to rerun. So it's really cool.
She's
unbelievable.
She's unbelievable. She has the latest count since wherever she counts in sections. I don't know if it's a year. What's 30 rehomed?
Great.
Yeah, and then the horse that I had here at the track that bled, and I just quit. That's too much to fight. she found a home for with a little girl up in Michigan. And that little girl and our old filly, now a mare, is New Vocations spokesman for the year or whatever. They're over the advertising. Yeah, it's that's
no, they promote them. They do a great job. And
she's winning all kinds of shows up there and getting ribbons.
Yeah, she'd be unbeatable if she'd
just keep her jumping.
Keep her jumping. Yeah, yeah. She's okay in dressage, but her forte is flying.
It's a hard job. Dressage is a hard job, especially. You know, it's hard. They can take a long time to learn that. It's hard.
Well,
for these horses to slow
down. Boldness that you need for jumping is not what you need for dressage. It's very controlled. Yeah. And the filly will go, and then she'll just misstep one. She just go, you know, she's one of those. But it makes her an unbelievable jumper. She just flies through the air. It's just beautiful.
So. Yeah, they always send us pictures of her. Got more pictures of her than we do the grandchildren.
I got more pictures of the horses than I do of my grandchild, for sure. For sure. We sent him a birthday present to Australia. He got it about 3 weeks after his birthday. I don't know where that ship went, but took a detour around South America.
Do you have to pay a duty on stuff to Australia?
I don't know. Diane mailed it.
Oh, I sent something to friends who moved to Brazil, and they got down there, and it was a bunch of stuff for all of them. And my God, the duty was terrible, but the kids had already seen the boxes, so they had to pay a fortune to get the presents. And they
ransom
wrote back,
presents.
Thanks,
that's not fair.
Please don't do that again.
Let me interrupt you guys, if I've got the nerve. The number one ranked freshman sire of sales yearlings is Claiborne Farms Trap Shot. In 2014 through Keeneland September sales, his first crop yearling sold for an average of $133,491. A superb individual, Trap Shot's stamping his progeny in his image. Trap Shot is a graded stakes winner and grade one place son of the nation's leading sire, Tappet, a son of the famed Claiborne sire, Pulpit. And he is one of four stakes winners produced by his dam, Shopping, a grade one stakes producer, and a daughter of the Claiborne sire, Private Account. Another stallion based at Claiborne Farm, Warfront, was the sire of the co-top price yearling at Keeneland, a colt out of Gold Vault, consigned by Claiborne Farm agent, that sold for $2,200,000. Yearlings by Warfront have averaged $491,374 this year. One of the world's most successful young sires, Warfront, is one of 202 stakes winners by the great Danzig, who also stood at Claiborne Farm. For more on the Claiborne Stallions for 2015, get in touch with Bernie Sams. Let me give you Bernie's number. It's 859 number 233-4252. See the website at claibornefarm.com.
It's a comforting feeling to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. Whew. When we moved to Bourbon County, friends recommended the Hopewell Company. That's Joe and Ted McLean. That was, you've got 26 years ago. I think it's longer than that now. I bet it's been
there
20.
We moved over there in 1987,
88. Oh, well, anyway, it's been a long time.
Oh, that's just yesterday.
And anyway, they've been taking care of our insurance ever since. They have really, really a lot of experience working with horse farms and racing stables. They cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, and liability coverage. They've been right there whenever we need them. We got, as I've said before, we got struck by lightning in February a year ago, I think it's been. And
been
of course,
2 years or a year, but I think it's 2 years now.
Be 2 years this coming February.
Well, okay, if you say so. I think it'll be three, but go
no,
ahead.
No, but that's the answer. If you say so.
If you say so. It's a good marriage. He's a good man.
Whatever it is, if you say so.
Hey, look, I've been married to her for 30-some-odd years.
I know, and that you got to say it a little sooner.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate.
Anyway, it was cold, and they came over.
I'm a survivor.
Hush. They came over that day, and they saw that all the wires were singed. So they wired it up so we would have our furnace and refrigerator and the stove and the hot water heater. Yeah. And they came back the next day and they were working on it. So they're great. They're an independent insurance agency. That means they work for you, not the insurance companies. And the insurance companies want to keep their clients. So they're right there to stuff. You don't have to fight an insurance company. They take care of it. And they get the most competitive prices from really reputable, sound insurers. So contact Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation review in comparison of what you're carrying. That's the Hopewell Company, 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347, or Lexington number 254-2431. You get great service. I guarantee it.
Well, another Paris, Kentucky outfit is the Clay Ward Agency, and it was founded in 1931 by Mr. James Clay Ward, went into the horse insurance business, and was successful, even though that was right, by golly, right at the beginning of the, right through the Depression. So, you know, he knew what he was doing. And, of course, he established a tradition at the Clay Ward Agency of hard work and service, and he had a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and that tradition's carried on today by my friends Jack Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess at the Clay Ward Agency. If you want to do business with people who know what they're doing, well, I would certainly suggest the Clay Ward Agency. They've been doing it a long time. They have a great reputation, and they've been insuring the world's top horses for over 80 years now. The number over in Paris is 859-987-1861. Now, they're closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, also over in Bourbon County, and they've got a tradition at Indian Creek, too, and theirs is for raising runners and for selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. And the list of high-class stakes winners, a list that includes some six champions raised over at Indian Creek and or sold by Indian Creek, is long and impressive, and believe me, it is growing. So give them a call over there, too. It's a great place to board your horses. That's Shaq Parrish or Nikki Dryan to talk to. Here's the number, 859-987-7443. And so give them a call over there. It's a Clay Ward Agency or Indian Creek. That's two names that you should know that if you're in the thoroughbred business. All righty.
So Jackie mentioned the unfortunate closing of Suffolk Downs.
There we go. Go ahead now.
I was saying Jackie mentioned the unfortunate closing of Suffolk Downs, my home track. So I feel, I think it's a tragedy that they let matters get out of hand. But
they go to the 29th, I think, of this month. Is that
actually they're going to be open on the 4th of October.
Oh, that's right. They extended it.
Yeah. You know, if you want a contrast, that's the last day at Suffolk. And if you look over at Keeneland, and they're going to have Wise End and the Shadwell Turf Mile, and they're going to be filled with stands. It's going to be a great weekend because Keeneland knows how to do racing. And Suffolk, you know, they just went after all that casino money and threw all their coins into one basket and neglected the racing part of it. Canceling the Massachusetts Handicap was a sin.
Yeah.
There's one day when they got the real stars in there.
Yeah.
And the purses were so low that even people that were loyal there for a long time had to go to Philadelphia Park or Parks. And other tracks just to make a living. And the upkeep on the backside wasn't good. And, you know, that's what happens. And, you know, it's like you roll the dice, and if they don't come up in your favor, you lose. I mean, they lost everything.
Gee whiz. Now, Ursel said that's it. We're racing in New England?
Yeah, that'll be it. Now, there's some muttering. I don't think anything will come of it because there's some money that the state has for horse racing in the state fund for the – and the HBPA is thinking about opening up a small meet at Brockton, which is a track about as big as Little Silver Charm's paddock.
Really?
Yeah.
Brockton near Boston.
Yeah,
didn't
the Brockton outside. Fair? Actually, it's a lot of fun going to the fair, but the people that I talk to at least don't think there's much chance of that succeeding.
That fair circuit was pretty big.
It was huge.
Yeah,
Brockton Fair, Marshfield Fair, Great Barrington Fair, Three County Fair.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of Great Barrington.
Now the fair, the fair circuit in Northern California is making a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Well, they've got decent purses up there. The fair racing in Massachusetts was like brutal. I mean, they had $2,000 claiming races, and the purse was like $2,200. So, not like fair racing in California.
Yeah,
but But the fairs did bring a lot of people in, and it was a lot of fun and all that kind of business. But it really was a serious horse race.
Right.
Yeah. Now, where was the Great Barrington Fair? That was one of the biggest.
Yeah, that was in Western Massachusetts, in Great Barrington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to it?
Oh, yeah. We had our first win. There's a horse named Keno Quick, paid $26 at Great That's Barrington. Funny.
He always remembers the mutuals.
Yes, he does.
I cannot tell you what any of the winners that we had ever paid. You know.
Dot. $123.
No, that wasn't Dot.
See, he doesn't remember, and now he's arguing. You see, what's the matter with you?
That was.
If you say so, what's the matter?
That was Miss Scott's little red horse.
Oh, Alice Scott's little.
Yeah. I remember what Dot paid. We shipped up at Beulah Park.
Yeah.
And bet our money, and she paid $42 exactly. She paid $20.
See, he can't remember.
He can't remember. See
unless,
what I mean?
Well, unless it's me.
He can't remember what he can't remember.
Yeah,
well, when he remembers what he can't remember.
It's amazing.
Oh, just shut up.
Alice Scott,
how do you put up with this? How long have you been married?
I'm not good with numbers, see. That's why it's just seems like a couple
32
of weeks.
Years. I'm
there. You go. There you go. There you go. But anyway, Keelan's going to be great next weekend, isn't it?
Is it next
so
weekend already?
Yes.
See, I've just been doing 14 other things.
It's next weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe,
it is.
Already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Then
Holy
Sunday, Close Hatches is going to be in. I mean,
oh, I love
it. Coming down for the spinster.
Huh?
She coming in for the spinster?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Got to go to that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Last race we won was on Spinster Day.
You can stay home and write your commercials if you want, but I'm going to go see Close Hatches.
Yeah.
She's my fave. The last couple races, we haven't missed them. They've been on TV, and I just think
that'll be Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Wait. I don't know if I'll let you go or not. You got to do the show, and you know.
Well, I think that the race will be when the show's over.
Okay. We'll think of something.
The Spinster's on Sunday.
Spinster's on Sunday.
Yeah. Is that Judmont Day?
Yes.
Judmont Spinster.
Well, we'll be there.
Oh, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, do you get free seats or something? They invite you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Judmont's
day
is good food, great racing.
I got to go through. I got to go sneak through the back door and get under the fence.
Well, Garrett takes care of Ursula and Jackie.
Very nice.
Last year you left a really good hat. Now I'm gonna go back this year.
No, that was on Pin Oak Day.
Oh, okay.
That was 2 years ago too.
See if it's still there.
No, I did. I went back and checked, and it was gone.
I checked and it was gone too.
Oh, you did check. You were going out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did go to Pin Oak. You and Diane and the two.
Yeah, that was fun. Maybe we'll get invited to that again.
Yeah.
That was
hint, hint.
Hint, hint. We'll have to sneak in.
Yeah. You
know. Right.
Unfortunately, they all know us.
You have to kind of wear a tie, though.
Oh, well, then they might not recognize us.
Yeah, clean up. That's always a thrill.
It's gonna. You just look at these races and the horses that are already listed in here in the fillies.
I got to
give us some more.
The sun's shining through the clocker stand window here, and I've got to come out of this vest. I tell you,
hey, you could. Well, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that they cover the. I'm hoping that they show the Game On Dudes little tour around the track today. On HRTV.
Oh, I bet they do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be around 6, I think it's like 3:30 Pacific time, 6:30 our time, so.
Oh, good. Ursula's got to get home to
Ursula's
watch the game.
Ursula's still be awake.
He's going to watch racing, so that's
I got to get back because we got some people from Vandy coming on tour this morning.
From Vandy?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun.
You know, Kentucky's a 17-point favorite.
They are.
Good, dude. Can you believe that?
Wow.
When's the last time they were a 17-point favorite against an SEC
team? Basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah, very good, Jackie. Absolutely. Basketball. So they're going to come. We post the SEC standings based on their donations.
Oh, that's great.
So
I love it.
They're batting leadoff this year, and I said, you got to set the bar pretty high. Last year,
would you believe these standings now? You know they're fixed.
Well, of course.
Well, no. It's an honest deal. I just, you know, it's just.
Who did it? Who won last year?
South Carolina.
Is that right?
$380.
Good.
One bus.
Good for them.
No, one bus?
Yeah.
Wow.
Followed by Georgia. But you know what's funny? Every week, it would go up a little. So the first bus would leave like 2:10 or 2:20, and then the next bus would say, well, we got to beat that. So they go to 2:50. So the last, whoever's the last bus almost always wins.
Yeah. Of course.
Because they don't want to go home thinking that they finished last.
They don't make think you're cheap.
That they want to, they want me to spend the whole year talking about people from South Carolina being the most generous people in the Southeastern Conference.
Fun?
And I do all winter long.
You know, who else but Michael would think to set something like that
up? I have an idea.
That's brilliant.
No. Tim and I have a great idea, and I'm going to talk to the people at Keeneland. I need one of those automatic betting machines. Okay? Now, we're not going to bet.
You're not?
No, we can't.
Well, what use having one then?
No, what about a bookie? No, would you like
this? This is a great idea, okay? And, and if anybody has any ways to make
bookie.
It better.
Well,
okay, I don't know.
Rent a bookie.
We're a 501c3. We have to be very careful because everybody's always looking over our shoulders. So we can't do anything that even smells of something nefarious. Anyway, get a betting. You know how if you bet a future book bet on the Derby, say.
Yeah.
You go to the machine, you hit $2, and you bet, and the number comes out with the horse's name on it.
Yeah.
So what I want is for people to donate money, and they can put up a $2 win ticket, and Little Silver Charm's name comes out, or creator's name comes out.
Oh, that's good.
And it has the date that they came and everything, and they'll have it.
That's fun.
And we'll get the cash.
Yeah. You got your Twinkie machine out there yet?
So I've got to find out if they've got any used machines that they might be able
that
to.
That would be fun.
Don't you think so?
Yes.
We'll put a big Keeneland sign up there and, you know, teach people how to use the machines. And I'll tell them, well, if you want to, you really want to get involved, go over to Keeneland. You'll already be able to learn how to use the machine.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Don't you think? And then Ralph told me in January, February, we're going to get together and he's going to brew an old
French
beer.
Hey, you want
beer.
One without a serial number? Oh, I shouldn't say that. Go ahead.
Boy, Jackie does get around, doesn't she? She knows all where all the cool places are.
She was born in Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, boy. It's here for Newport.
Dave Cowens' father was the sheriff there or something.
Who?
Dave Cowens, player for the Celtics, center for the Celtics in the Hall of Fame.
Red-headed guy.
Played for Florida State.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right?
He was good, too.
Nice guy. Great guy. He was a center at the time. He was like 6'9 at the most. And he was going up against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, good Lord.
He was going up against all these tall guys, but he just would muscle him out and hustle. And I mean, he's unbelievable. I think he was an assistant coach with either the Pistons or the...
Is that right?
Or the Bulls, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's our idea. So if anybody...
I think that sounds like fun.
We're going to try and get Keeneland to donate one of the machines or make us a deal.
An old one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's got to be able to print out the names.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. And they get used to putting their money in those machines, Keeneland.
You bet your life.
That would be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to interrupt you again.
Well, I'm going to leave anyway because I've got to go see my best friends from Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. And tell them I think it's very unfortunate that they're 17-point underdogs and how much I adore them.
That's funny. Do you take this? Do you get to Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, I get to Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think the Todays are here, are they?
Yeah, that's it. No, this is Sunday.
Saturdays. Where's Saturdays?
You know, if you go back 30 years, he can't forget it. He remembers everything.
Oh, it is there. I'm sorry, Michael.
I got a horse I like. I'm going to give a tip out.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
All right. I got to find you here.
Oh, my God.
Turn the volume off.
Turn off his mic.
Do an ad, and then we'll go.
All right. Well, First Defense and Mizzen Mast, both standing at Judmont Farm, are both represented by runners being pointed toward this year's renewal of the Breeders' Cup. First Defense is the sire of Close Hatches, the number one ranked old affiliate mare in the nation. Now 4, Close Hatches is undefeated this year in 4 starts. Opened the season with a victory in the Grade 2 Azari at Oaklawn, followed by wins in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom, also at Oaklawn, the Grade 1 Ogden Phipps at Belmont, and the Grade 1 Personal Ensign at Saratoga. Mizzen Mast is the sire of the Fleet Filly, Stone-tastic, that is unbeaten sprinting. In a most recent start on August the 30th, running at the August 30 running of Saratoga's Grade 2 $300,000 Prior Stakes, she put down fractions of 22-1, 44-3, 56-1, 108-4 to win by nearly 6 lengths with her ears pricked. Mizzen Mast has already sired the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races and Close Hatches, a 3-year-old last year, finished 2nd against older fillies and mares in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So to compete at the highest level, remember First Defense and Mizzen Mast. Never too early to make plans for the 2015 breeding season. Just call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, 859-272-7620, and take a look at the website, at judmont.com.
Sally Vance has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have been entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious their vehicles and equipment have to be in tip-top shape. Let me tell you, they make their own vans, they build them, and then they service diesels. If you've got a diesel, they'll service it, you know, diesel truck and stuff, and they're always in great shape. But the best and most important part, particularly about safety, is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. Their drivers at Sally Van are experienced, and they're experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. So think about that next time you ship your horse cross county or across the country. When you load your horse onto a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than a half a century, Sally Van's been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, in 2014, through the September sales of Keenan, yearlings by Distorted Humor sold for an average of $282,067. Tisdown's yearlings have averaged $254,532. Sprightstown sold for an average of $199,765. Moreland Ready's $187,938. Distorted Humor, Tis Now, Sprightstown, More Than Ready, leaders on the 2014 Silas, and leaders at the sales, stand at Windstar Farm. So does the nation's number one ranked freshman sire, Super Saver, and the nation's number one ranked second crop sire, Pioneer of the Nile. In 2014, sales yearlings by Super Saver have averaged $123,467. Pioneer of the Nile's yearlings have averaged $115,808. At the races, at the sales, it pays to take a good look at the stallions standing at Windstar Farm. Call Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson. Talk to them about your plans for 2015. They'll do their utmost to be of assistance. The number is 859-873-1717. And take a look at the website at windstarfarm.com. Right, handicap time's up.
Anyway, this is in the Vosburg at Belmont today. You know, 6 furlong race. Track record's 107-3. Yeah, we have a couple horses on the farm actually that won this race. The favorites are going to be Palace. It's going to be a legitimate favorite for Linda Rice. But I think there's so many horses in here that have speed. It's really going to help a horse from coming off the pace. And Larry Jones has his horse Coup de Grace, that I think ran really well in the King's Bishop, 7 furlongs, a little bit more than he wanted to go. Rosie won the Amsterdam on him going 6 up at Saratoga, and he should be able to sit right behind this really heavy speed. And if they go off in 22 and then 44, he should be coming for home and go right by him. He's 8-1 on the morning line.
8-1. They call him Coupe de Grace or something. They do. They mispronounce the heck out of it. Drives me nuts. I think that's why I first paid attention to that horse. Coupe de Grace? What are they talking about?
Yeah, he's a really, really.
You mean that's not right?
You mean even Northern Kentucky knows better than that. I like that horse. Yeah.
Don't take my Saturday.
I'm going to give it right back to you, but I'm looking for Thistle Downs here because I want to see which race it is.
Oh, yeah.
The cat launch race.
Will they
the time
do?
You get to Cleveland in your Mercedes.
Wait a minute. HRTV do Thistle?
No. Only on Mondays or whenever.
Whenever they don't have any. You know what, though? If you could give us the race and the time, you could get it on the computer.
Jackie, one of us needs to get out there and help the clock for a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do your announcements and then knock on the window and I'll come in and relieve you?
Okay, that's fine. I can do that.
Just knock on the window.
Did you find that race or not? Or were you making it up?
I didn't find it. Maybe it's not today. Maybe I'm mistaken.
If this is Saturdays, you're looking at Sundays, idiot.
No, I looked at Saturday.
No, he looked at Saturday.
Oh, okay.
See, he's
back at you, idiot. You're supposed to say back at you.
I can be called an idiot for a lot of things, but I do know the difference between the Saturday form and the Sunday.
You're supposed to say back at you.
Wait a minute. You sure you didn't? Let me.
He's going to check it.
Yeah. I'll double check it here.
It's a $50,000 race.
Is it looking Sunday? Maybe it's tomorrow.
Maybe it's tomorrow.
The two of you. It's like herding cats. putting up with these two. You know that?
I agree with you. I think that's probably right. So probably the cats are a little easier.
Could be. Hey, I saw Diane. Yes. How many cats you got out that place?
I think 13.
13.
Diane. It is tomorrow.
Okay. Now tell us about it.
It's a cat launch day. It's a mile and a 16th. It's the first running of the cat launch.
Oh, that's
and
great.
He's my favorite horse on the whole farm.
Is that right?
He is so cool. He's like 17'2". He's Ooh. A mountain.
Wow.
You know, he takes one stride and he's, you know.
You're gone.
He's at the finish line. And yeah. He's unbelievable. He's got a great personality. He had 114 starts.
Oh, my
word. And he won 40 races. He was 77 times in the money.
Oh.
And he earned over $1 million. He's probably the greatest Ohio bred.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they took great care of him. Ivan Vasquez's trainer is just an unbelievable guy, and he took great care of this horse. They gave him every winter off.
That's it.
And
that's good.
He brought him back in the spring, and he'd bounce from Thistle Down to Belterra, what was, you know, River yeah. Downs, and he'd go back up to Beulah, wherever yeah. Beulah is now. Anyway, he'd just go and win these $30,000 little, you know, Ohio bred stakes races and just take the money home every month. And then go back and have his vacation.
Nice?
And I'm telling you, this is the kindest, loveliest horse
is
on the
right?
whole farm. So it's an honor. It's Sunday. Hey, I might go tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll go to Cleveland tomorrow.
Now, what race is, what's the time? I want to know what time it is so I can.
3:55.
3:55 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won't show Thistle.
No. Well.
Hey.
There's a site. You can go to their website and get it.
Yeah, Thistle Downs.
Yeah.
And watch it then. Well, that's
yeah,
fun.
Exactly. It's a $50,000 Ohio bred stakes race, and it's got looks like a full field. 11.
Oh, good.
11 to start. So that's good. All right, Ursel, thanks for reminding me that it was on Sunday.
All right.
See you next week.
Okay. All right.
All right, Michael. Well, last Saturday, I'm going to head and do a set of.
Okay.
Real quick. Last Saturday, Belmont, the seventh race, the $77,000 open allowance test for fillies and mares, going a mile on the turf, went to Distorted Beauty, a 3-year-old filly by Invisor. Breaking from the outside post position in the field of 11, Distorted Beauty stalked the early pace and pulled away to win comfortably by nearly 2 lengths and 1:34-4. In 6 starts, she's posted 4 wins, a second and a fourth, the latter in her first start, that was at Aqueduct, with 2 wins at Saratoga, 2 at Belmont. She's earned over $184,000. Distorted Beauty's latest score comes just days after the victory of Invading Humor in the $123,000 John Hettinger Stakes, also at Belmont. Also sired by Invisor, Invading Humor has 6 wins all in New York and 12 career starts, and she has accumulated winnings of $303,700. You want a hard-hitting runner like Distorted Beauty or Invading Humor in your racing stable, call Stallion Manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm and ask about Invisor. The number is 859-224-4585, and check the website, shadwellfarm.com. Ralph Quillen Leather and Tack, he was over... when Michael say he was over there yesterday.
Last night he went to the dance.
Oh, okay.
That we missed.
Giving away beer samples. Doggone it. Well, all right.
I know. We've just had a week from. I mean, it was just beyond.
Beyond.
So listen. Okay, so every Thursday or Friday night, Ralph Quillen's Rooster Brew in Paris has. Incoming restaurant people who serve. One night it'll be pizza, one night it's barbecue or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's really a fun thing. We're going next week.
Yeah.
I don't care what they got.
That's right downtown Paris.
Right downtown Paris. What do they call them? Craft beers.
Craft beers. Over 103, 104.
Yeah, 100 bottles of beer on the wall plus a couple.
Plus a couple, right? Yeah.
So that's
you can't
fine.
Buy a halter there, though. So if you want to buy a quality halter, you go to Quillen Leather and Tack, which is also in Bourbon in Paris. And you go just coming in from Lexington area, you just go to the 1-2-3rd stoplight and look on your left, and there you are.
Yeah, it's a gray painted what was a house originally,
yeah.
But it's converted into a tack shop. It's wonderful.
They're the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship out. Almost 20,000 halters a year, worldwide. You know, they get orders from Ireland and France and
Japan. A lot of Japanese business.
It's a great tack shop, great leather, quality work, the best.
And they got Wayne's downstairs, who is a master what, leather crafter, I guess?
Yeah, go to the website. It's Quillin Tack. No, just Quillin.com, Quillin.com.
Right.
All right. Well, September 20 at Parks, the Grade 3 Gallon Bob Stakes was won by Favorite Tale, a three-year-old son of Taylor the Cat. Favorite Tale won by 2.5 lengths, 108 flat after taking the lead at the half and an unreal 43-1. Winner early this year, the Gold Fever Stakes at Belmont. He's competed in 7 straight stakes, winning or placing in 5 after winning the first 3 starts of his racing career for earnings of over $369,000. Another top three-year-old of 2014 by Taylor the Cat is the brilliant filly Stop Charging Maria. She goes today in a big race up at Belmont. She has already won in her last 3 starts, the Grade 1 Alabama, Grade 1 CCA Oaks, and the Grade 2 Black Eyed Susan. She's earned over $1,414,000. Taylor the Cat has sired 4 winners of Eclipse Awards and the winners of graded stakes at distances up to 1 3/8. She ranks 2nd only to 3-time champion Cyber Giant's Causeway among sons of the great Storm Cat at stud in North America. And his first book, sales yearlings at Keeneland average $175,000. Stands at Ashford Stud. For more on the stands at Ashford Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com. Jackie, I'm going to go help Clock for a minute.
Okay, I'll do my announcements. I've got some fun ones. Let's see. Is today Saturday, October 10th and 11th, 11th and 12th, that's 2 weeks from today, isn't it, Russ?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Bally High Classic Horse Show, that's down at 320 Pinkard Pike in Versailles, and they will have Hunters October 11th, which is Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th, will be Jumpers. And they are, this is Joyce Brinsfield, and they're having a tailgating contest. And they have a couple of special kind of classes named for different people. So that's pretty good. The Racetrack Chaplaincy of America's 2nd Annual Golf Tournament is a month away. Register your team and join them on Wednesday, October 1st at Griffin Gate is where they're going to have it. It's a good place to play, and it's that will be a nice one. So that's RTCA's 2nd Annual Golf Tournament. Masterson Equestrian Trust, good old Masterson. They are having a hunter pace on Sunday, November 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. This is another good one. It's very laid back and low-key and just a lot of fun. I think you can have 2, 3, or 4 people on a team. You can pretty much wear what you want. It's not, you know, it's just a fun day at Masterson with a lot of fun people. So if you will pay attention, you know, you can Google Masterson Equestrian Trust and get their webpage. So you'll have a lot more information, and they are going to put out a flyer. So you want to pay attention to that. That's much fun. Today is the 27th at the Horse Park in the Hunter Jumper Complex. Today and tomorrow, the last 2 days, Keeneland Pony Club's Jumpstart Horse Trials. It's a 3-day event. Riders, of course, compete in dressage, cross country, and show jumping. They have levels recognized by the United States Betting Association or the U.S. Equestrian Federation. All levels are sanctioned by Mid-South Betting and Dressage. The fun part is if you have a horse crazy kid, if you go out, they see other kids out there doing stuff and gives them a lot of information. It benefits Keeneland Pony Club and had a lot of association with Keeneland Pony Club. It's wonderful. We have two pony clubs here now. The other one's Bluegrass Pony Club. It is more or less centered in Bourbon County. It's another nice one. Let's see. September 29th through October 4th. That would be Monday. 29th is Monday, yeah. It is the 2014 Grand National Championship Horse Show an expo of the Pasofino Horse Association. Pasofinos are those kind of classic dressage kind of horse breed. It's a 6-day event dedicated to, of course, Pasofinos, conformation, pleasure, and performance classes. They're going to have contest events and a trade show. So go on out to the horse park and enjoy that. That's a good one. Sunday, that's tomorrow, the 28th, from 8:45 to 3 in the Alltech Arena is the Special Olympics Equestrian Competition. They have 60 riders of all ability level from Kentucky and Ohio. They compete in dressage, equitation, showmanship, and working trails discipline. This is special events for special people, so you notice there's no jumping. So they're going to have it at Alltech. It really, really is good. I mean, and these kids appreciate what people do for them so much. So that is at the Alltech Arena tomorrow, 8:45 to 3 p.m. That's a wonderful thing. Gives them all sorts of confidence. You know, it's just a great thing. Okay. Thursday, October 2nd to Saturday, October 4th, starts at 8 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. at night, once again in the Alltech Arena. United Professional Horsemen Association Chapter 9's Kentucky Fall Classic Horse Show. This is Saddlebreds. It's a 3-day show for gated horses, saddlebreds, classes. They have harness, pleasure, roaster, equitation, and breed-specific classes. That's interesting. I would have thought they'd all be American saddlebreds, but I guess they, well, roadster ponies are not saddlebreds, and hackneys are not saddlebreds. Anyway, this is the show that benefits Cardinal Hill. So it's really, really nice. It's a great benefit thing, and that is next Thursday through next Saturday at the Alltech Arena at the Horse Park. All right, next Thursday again through Sunday, October 5th, starts at 9 in the morning till 5. It is a carriage event. This is Kentucky Classic Combined Driving Events, 4 days. They will have preliminary, intermediate, and advanced level. Advanced level competition is an FEI 2-star. The 2014 United States Equestrian Federation National Championships for singles, pairs, four and hand ponies, as well as the National Pair Horse Championship. For the first time, they will also feature the new Kentucky Classic Prelim and Intermediate Championships. You want to see somebody drive, this is the big deal. It's, you know, they've been competing all summer. And this is where the rubber hits the road. This is the big thing. So you can also watch a video if you go to their website. Check it out. So that's Thursday. Starts Thursday through Sunday. Carriage driving. Well, that's where it is. It's at the driving course. It's amazing. And the fun part is watching four in hand ponies go through the course, and they turn and they go through water and all kind of stuff. Fun, fun thing. So that starts next Thursday through next Sunday. Now, Tuesday, October 7th, that's a week from this Tuesday, is National Drive Day. It's a 6-day event devoted to recreational equine driving. It's the largest gathering of recreational equine drivers in North America. Highlighting the event, a series of clinics, demonstrations, and private driving lessons featuring the nation's most prominent clinicians and driving experts. I took a course in that once out at the horse park. It's a little spooky because you think, what if this thing won't stop? But anyway, they are able, you show up, you can drive your horse throughout the park from dawn till dusk. And if you need more information, call a guy named Mike Lyon, 931-492-0154. That's too many numbers. You can go to the web and go to nationaldrive.net and get more information. That's fun. You can walk all over the place. Maybe someone will give you a ride, which would be what I'd be doing. Sponsorships are available for the Masterson Equestrian Trust Hunter Pace. So if you would like to do that, you need to get a hold of Mary Pearson. Actually, the best way to do it is to go to Masterson Equestrian Trust, Google it, and it's on their webpage. So, and that, of course, again, is Sunday, November 2nd. Last year, they had 210 individuals riding all kinds of horses, either a half a pair, part of a team, member of a family group. A lot of people said it was their first time to ride at Masterson and said they had more fun than they ever had at a horse show. It's just a lot. Hunter Pace is real low-key. They, pairs or teams, negotiate a marked course in the open jumping obstacles. Or if you want to, that's a Hunter Pace. If you want to do hilltop or trail ride, you go around the jumps. Ooh, there's something for me. Nobody knows till the competition is done who, it's not going fastest, it's going the optimal time. So they're going to have a costume contest with prizes and so on. It's just a good time. I want to mention, too, I hope I didn't skip this. Yeah, Central Kentucky Riding for Hope is having their annual tax sale. Again, they always have it. I think they have it Halloween weekend, but now they're taking donations. So if you get to CKRH and call them, they will come and pick up your junk. If you want to clean out your tack room, it's a good time of year to do that.
Got a lot of junk.
Tons of it.
I'm back.
Oh, thank God. I was so concerned.
Had a little flurry of work there.
Oh, good.
Well, Temple City is the sire of 2 2-year-olds to win stakes in New York and his first crop of racing age. Last Sunday at Belmont, Saratoga Heater, a colt by Temple City, won the $150,000 Bertram F. Linda Stakes. On August 29, Startup Nation, another colt by Temple City, won the Grade 2 $200,000 With Anticipation Stakes. That was at Saratoga. Saratoga Heater, bred by Machmer Hall, was sold at the OBS April sale for $100,000, and he's already won himself out. Undefeated Startup Nation was bred by Spendthrift Farm and sold as a yearling for $95,000. Of course, he's won himself out. Now, let me point out that Temple City is eligible for Spendthrift's innovative Breed Secure program, as are the Spendthrift stallions Archar Charge, Awesome Patriot, Dominus, Lion of David, Patio Prado, and Wilburn. Simple program. You breed, you sell, and if you don't make a profit, you don't pay. The thing to do is to call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Talk about the Breed Secure program. Just ask him about it. What do you got to lose? See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty. Lubricin and Reborn, a couple of products that I happen to believe in. A lot of top horses use those products. Wise Dan, for one, uses Reborn. Stock Charging Maria uses two. She's won the Alabama and the Coaching Club American Oaks. And she goes today in the Flower Bowl up at Belmont Park. Good luck to her. She uses Lubricin. And lots of top horses do. It's one of those great products that that works. And both were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, and both of them were endorsed by lots of owners and trainers and veterinarians, and both, incidentally, are all natural and they're test-free. Don't have to worry about clearing the spit box. Lubricin sustains the integrity of the joint fluid and can help reduce costs of costly in injections, acid injections, and so forth. And Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrell and Jerry Hollendorfer and Mike Maker, and just to mention a few of those that use it. That's Lubricin. They also make it for humans, and I use it. And so does Jackie. And kind of keeps us greased up there where we can get out of bed.
Thank the Lord for Lubricin. That's what I sing every morning. Get up and sing that.
Yeah. Now, Reborn is a 100% sterile whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. What it does, it builds up the immune system. and its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, and it supports the immune functions in horses of all ages, starting with foals and weanlings and so forth. And it just, you know, provides a quicker recovery from any illnesses or so forth. And it's a great product. Both of them are. For more information about those two products, Lubricin, that's LubriSyn.com. Go to that. Or Reborn is Reborne.com. And check them out. You can pick them up. I know you can get Lubricin over at Old Friends. KBC Lexington sells them, and so does Horse Sense down in Versailles. So it's two great products. No two ways about that. Well, last Saturday in Delaware, the grade $350,000 Kent Stakes was won by Divine Oath, a 3-year-old colt by Broken Vow. Divine Oath covered a mile and an eighth and 147.3. Dismissed the track record by 2/5 of a second. He defeated Bassheart, a colt by Warfront, with Other Cheek. He's by Smart Strike, running third. Bred by Sanford Robinson, sold for $200,000 a yearling at Keeneland. Trained by Todd Pletcher. He runs on Lubricin, by the way. Divine Oath has also won the Grade 3 American Derby and was second in the Grade 3 Lexington Stakes at Keeneland this year. He's earned over $335,000 now. He has won a 24 2014 stakes horses by Broken Vow, among them the Grade 1 winning filly Rosalind, his fifth Grade 1 winner. To date, Broken Vow has sired 62 stakes winners. Stands over at Pin Oak Stud. That's the home also of Alternation. He's a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Distorted Humor, and his first foals are due next year. Book full in his first season. Multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire Cowboy Cow by Giants Causeway. He's got a group stakes winner in his first crop. There are 3-year-olds this year, and the Venerable Sky Classic sire, well over 100 stakes horses. For more info, call Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens, and the website is pinoakstud.com.
I just have a few more.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and do them, and then I'll...
Go ahead.
You don't want to miss this, it says. Kentucky Horsepower Foundation has Battle in the Saddle. This is Celebrity Team Penning. This is Sunday, October 12th, which is like 2 weeks from tomorrow. Benefits of Horse Park Foundation. Celebrities are going to be Marvin Bartlett from Channel 56, Calvin Burrell, Patty Cooksey, Pat Day, Bobby Knight. You reckon it's Bobby Knight? Must be a different Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
It says 2015 Road to the Horse competitor.
Getting a little long in the tooth.
I'll tell you, can't be that Bobby Knight.
He couldn't get along with the horse anyway.
Yeah, well, no. And Charlie Lopresti's going to do it.
Ah.
Marty Moore.
You're going to ride Wise Dan
now
to get
listen
that done.
To Marty Moore, former NFL linebacker.
Oh,
now,
my.
He must be going to ride draft horse. He sure won't be riding up ponies. And Deanne Stevens, that... the Bull Morning Show co-host. She works for WKYT. Now, how about that? People that we know are some of the sponsors. Dixiana, Haggard's, Keeneland, Rude and Riddle, Lubricin. Hey, Lubricin and Woodford Hounds.
There you go.
Yeah, that's anyway, Sunday. Listen, this is fun. We went and let's see, we went out there one time. When Jane Beshear rode, what they do is they get this two or three celebrities together on quarter horses, and then there's some cattle, and they have to pick out two or three designated steers, and they have to separate them from the little herd and take them all the way down the other end where they have to put them in a pen, and it's kind of fun because, you know, everybody gets to laughing and stuff because the cows act more sensible than anybody, but so it is $75. You're supposed to attire is that's dinner and two drink tickets. Attire is Western casual, cocktails at 4:30. 5:30 is dinner and 7 o'clock starts the battle in the saddle. Okay, the teams get one celebrity guest and two amateur riders. So they have and their time to get these animals in the pen. A lot of fun. We personally been there and seen it, so it's a lot of fun. Now, join us at after the races, Racino 2014. It's an event to benefit Bluegrass Farm Charities. It's a casino-themed gala Friday, October 17th. It's out at the Marriott Griffin Gate. Cocktails and hors d'oeuvres at 7, open bar, dinner, and they're going to have music, the company band. They have live and silent auctions, casino games, formerly attire. Boy, I guess that's why they sent you an invitation. Anyway, check it out. You can even call Bluegrass Farm Charities. You can call Keeneland. You can call the Marriott to get more information. Oh, wait a minute. I have a phone number, 219-0910. Now, Lakeside Arena, what's going on this month? It's AQHA, McQuarter Horse Association. Anyway, October 4th and 5th, Kentucky Hunter Jumper Show. That's it.
Formal attire for that thing?
Yeah, for that Reseno stuff.
Oh, wow. I'll get you to press my blue jeans.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think a crease in the blue jeans makes it formal.
Okay.
I wouldn't be one to say anything about that.
No, we'll make that 2014 stakes winners for Go Zapper. Wednesday's running of the $200,000 Kentucky Downs Ladies Marathon Stakes was won by Angel Terrace, 5-year-old mare by Go Zapper. She's a typical Go Zapper. She's doable, she's game, and she's versatile. Angel Terrace has won graded stakes. She's won at distances from 5.5 furlongs to 1.5 miles. Bred by George Strawbridge and trained by Jonathan Shepherd, Angel Terrace won Keeneland's Grade 3 Pin Oak Valley View Stakes and placed in 4 other stakes at 4 different tracks. And she's earning right at $300,000. Among Go Zapper's 13 stakes winners of 2014, only 3 other active sires that stud in North America have more, are 2 Grade 1 winners. Merino has won the Grade 1 Whitney and over $1,839,000, and Judy the Beauty, the Grade 1 Ashland, and more than $1,112,000. Hall of Famer Go Zapper is on his way to becoming a Hall of Fame sire. He's by the elite sire Awesome Again, and both Go Zapper and Awesome Again stand at Edina Springs, Kentucky. Call the farm at Edina Springs, 859-987-1798. Talk to them about your plans for 2015 and see the website at AdinaStallions.com.
Broadcasting from the Buffalo Run Therapy Studio, Buffalo Run, specializing in sports medicine and physical therapy in the Beaumont Center.
This is WLXG Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, in 2014, through the September sales at Keeneland, yearlings by Majestic Perfection sold for an average of $113,368. That's better than 10 times the stud fee. A superb individual, thus the name, Majestic Perfection, was sold as a 2-year-old to the astute horseman David and Gordo for $370,000, and he's stamping his progeny with his superior confirmation. But a still larger factor to the demand for his offsprings is that the 2-year-olds from his first crop are running. He ranks second on the freshman sire list with 10 winners, including 7 that won their very first time out. 2 more won their second starts, and the other won a third. 7 more placed, including the highly promising Homer Map in his debut. He just run twice. First time out, he placed in the Santa Anita Juvenile Stakes, and he came back and ran second. Just got beat a half length in a maiden special at Del Mar. Majestic Perfection is a Grade 1 winner with brilliant speed. How about 6 furlongs and 107-1? That's a new track record and a 117 buyer. And he's the fastest son of top sire Harlan's Holiday. He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brad and sees owns Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing and sales profits.
Sally Van Services have been in business into a Sally Van. You can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All right. Well, we're starting the second hour of Horse Tales. And I've been joined with Steve Moody, who's the author of Kentucky Handicapper Sheep, which is published by my good friends over at Bloodstock Research Information Services. Running 2 stakes up at Churchill today, the Grade 3 Jefferson Cup. And what do they call that? The Homecoming Classic or something like that. Is that right, Steve?
That's it, Ursula. You got it.
How about that? Well, give us a couple of winners then.
All right. Well, the ninth race is the Homecoming Classic, 125,000. Mile and an eighth for 3-year-olds and up. Field of six. No scratches, and fast and firm as of right now. Pretty well matched group in here, Ursula. You've got of the three favorites: Carve, Departing, and Cigar Street. 9-5, 2-1, 5-2 on the morning line, and really tough to separate them. You know, you could go any with any one of them. I don't think you'd be going too far out of the box. I gave the slight edge in there to Cigar Street. Horses got some versatility, can show, has shown he can run on the lead or come from off the pace. He does like to win. He's won 4 of 7 in his career, and pretty lightly raced a 5-year-old. But going good right now. Sean Bridgmahan has the mount in here for Bill Mott, and I think he'll probably take him off the pace in this race today, and not too far back, but sitting there kind of in the garden spot, make his run when they get to the head of the lane. You give him a little bit of an edge over Departing. His last race is just kind of a throwout. Might have tried to bitten off a little bit too much in the Whitney, but in a much more manageable spot today. Probably the horse to beat in here. I think he's going to be very tough for Al Stahl. Robbie Alvarado has the mount, and then Carve, the 3-horse. Comes out of the ACAC, ran a big race in there. He would certainly be no surprise. So very tough to separate those three, but I gave a little bit of an edge to Cigar Street. We're going 5-4-3 in the Homecoming Classic. And then the 10th race, the Jefferson Cup. It's a grade 3, 100,000 for this race for 3-year-olds. A mile on the turf, field of 8. Again, no scratches. There is a rider change on the 8. He's in front. Can't recall exactly who that is, but there will be a rider change for Miguel Mena. I went in there with the 3-horse Ursel, Heart to Heart. Went wire to wire last time out, ended up in the Saratoga in the Better Talk Now Stakes, and he, matter of fact, his last two races at a mile, he won in front running fashion. I sort of expect him to do the same thing today. Not really sure what to do with the other speed in here. Is Almost Famous, but Almost Famous is a dirt horse, so you don't really know what he's going to do running on the turf today, or if he just ends up deciding to run. He would obviously be the choice if the race came off, but weather is going to be good, so that doesn't figure to happen. But I think Heart to Heart can probably get to the front again. Like I said, he likes the 1 mile distance. I think he's going to be tough in here. Spitesland, the 4-horse. I kind of think he'll probably go back to coming from off the pace today. He's won two of his last three, and just a nose away from having won 3 in a row. He can run on the lead or rate. I think he's got a big shot here, 3-1 for Mark Cassie. Alan Garcia has the mount, and then the bottom horse, he's in front for Dale Romans. A notch below the top two, but I think he could probably hang around here and get part of it. We're going to give the edge to Heart to Heart in here, 3-4-8 in the Jefferson Cup.
3-4. All right, I got a question for you. When's the last time you saw UK a 17-point favorite over an SEC team?
I'd say you'd have to go back.
To Bear Bryant?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you have to go back. I don't think you have to go that far, but I'd say it's been quite a long time.
Oh, I didn't know it could stump you, but there you go.
maybe back to the good team that Jerry Claiborne had in '84 against somebody like Vanderbilt, or back to the Fran Kersey, the '77 team that was 10-1, and maybe there. But yeah, 17-point favorites over SEC team, even Vanderbilt, there. Those are few and far between.
Absolutely. I think I'd almost have to take Vandy in the points, but I think they're going to win. But I think it's going to be closer than people think. What do you think?
Well, I kind of thought that. I think the big question for me is I haven't looked to see who the quarterback for Vanderbilt is going to be. You know, they've had kind of a quarterback I don't know if you want to call it controversy, but the guy who's been effective for him didn't play the first couple games, and he came in and sort of saved him in that game that they won. And then I think last week he got hurt, maybe a concussion or something, and I haven't read whether he's going to be back or not. So if he plays, I would agree with you, Ursel. I think it might be closer than people think. I hope it's not. I hope it's the blowout that everybody seems to think it will be. But and if that quarterback can't play, it might be. But they really need to get him an SEC win and really get some momentum. And next week we'll have. It'd be a night game next week and be Keeneland in the afternoon, and Steve Spurrier coming in at night. It'll be quite a Saturday.
Yes, it will, yeah. Vandy scored, 30-some-odd points in last week, didn't they? Yeah, they did. They got beat, but...
I didn't think they scored that many, but I may be...
Well, maybe I'm wrong about that, but you know.
Wrong. I might be wrong about that. I can't remember. I can't remember who they played last week.
I can't either. The SEC team, wasn't it?
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't think they scored 37.
Okay. I didn't say 30. I thought it was like 31 or 33 or something like that. Do you know Ressi? Ressi did? Yeah, I didn't know either. All right, Steve. Thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you about Keeneland next week.
Yeah, we'll be back to the dirty Keeneland. Who'd thunk it?
Times do change, don't they? All right, my friend. That's been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicap Receipt. You can go to brisnet.com and pick that up, or you can pick it up where you get the daily race performer out of Keeneland. So, do so. All right. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right, Ursel.
Well, the number one ranked freshman sire of sales yearlings is Claiborne Farms Trap Shot. In 2014 through Keeneland September sales, his first crop yearlings is sold for an average of over $133,000. A superb individual, Trap Shot is stamping his progeny in his image. Trap Shot is a graded stakes winner and a grade one place son of the nation's leading sire, Tappet. Tappet, a son of the famed Claiborne sire, Pulpit. And he is one of four stakes producers produced by his dam, Shopping, a grade one producer and a daughter of the Claiborne Farm sire, Private Account. Another Claiborne stallion, base Forefront, was the sire of the colt top price yearling at Keeneland, a colt out of Gold Vault consigned by Claiborne Farm agent. He sold for $2,200,000. Yearlings by Warfront have averaged $491,374 this year. One of the world's most successful young sires, Warfront, is one of 202 stakes winners by the great Danzig, who also stood at Claiborne Farm. For more on the Claiborne Stallions for 2015, get in touch with Bernie Sams. Here's Bernie's number at Claiborne, 859-233-4252. And see the website at claibornefarm.com. All right. Oh, I've got another one to go here, I think. Yeah. Talk about my friends Hill and Reagan Parker. LexHorseFarms.com, a real estate business at LexHorseFarms.com is their website and their phone number. It's a Lexington number, 859-608-8039. Real horse people, and by golly, they can help you. If you're a horse people like they are, well, they know exactly what you want. If you're looking for a farm, they've got an outstanding variety of locations, sizes, and prices for farms all over central Kentucky. Fed and Bourbon, Jasmine and Woodford, Scott Clark, and outside of that, too. I mean, anywhere you want to go, they can find one for you, and they will. They've got over 12 years' experience in real estate business, and I know Hill's got a lifetime's experience in the horse business, and that's a great combination for people that want to look for horse farms or, you know, want to sell their horse farms. They work very hard for you, and they're people you can trust, which is the big thing. They've got farms for sale in, right out here on the Paris Pike, a nice big place there. They've got over on in Versailles, they've got one. They've got one down in Paris over on Briar Hill Road. Got one on Ironworks Pike in Georgetown over in Scott County. Got another one on Russell over on the Russell Cave Road. Anywhere you go to go. One on Muir Station, which is very close by here. So they've got a wide variety of, and I tell you what, they work real hard for you to sell your property. They always get the job done. So that's Hill and Reagan Parker. And let me give you the number again. It's a Lexington number, 608-8039. And check that website. It's fun to go and look at it. LexHorseFarms.com. And it's just a nice place, nice people to do business with, and that's a great website. Hill and Reagan Parker, LexHorseFarms.com. With Tisdale's Yavu is a sire of 3 winners from 5 starters in his first crop, 2-year-olds this year. The fourth is placed. 2 of the 3, one maiden special. The third one for $30,000 and has since hit the board and allowance company. And the other has a second and a third and 2 starts. There are more runners on the way by Tis Deja Vu, who won more North American Graded Stakes than any son of Tis now. Won 5 of his 6 starts at Churchill Downs. 4 of them stakes. 3 of them were graded. He won the Grade 2 American Derby and placed in the Grade 1 Secretariat at Arlington. He earned right at $700,000. He was a front runner. The boy, you just had to catch him, and a great way of moving. I got to clock him out here several times. You know, he trained out here at the Thoroughbred Center, and when Greg Fox had him, and by golly, he was fun to clock. Well, beautiful horse to watch, and a great mover. He stands over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. That's a wonderful place to board your horses. Take a good look at the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Give him a call at 859-252-3770. Crestwood's a family-operated and family-owned, and they have raised more than 250 stakes horses there, so they do it the right way. The website, again, crestwoodfarm.com. All right. Mr. Howard, back from Oklahoma. Where are you all selling those horses?
Oklahoma. The quarter horse sale in Oklahoma. Was down there, but then I took a little 3-day vacation to go see my brothers. We all met up in Vegas.
Uh-oh. Came back poor. Back broke.
No, we did. I did well at both places, actually. So
sale went okay.
Yeah.
Sale went okay. And yeah. And you. What kind of gambling did you do there?
I just played a little bit of cards, a little blackjack. I didn't get into any tournaments this time. Neither one of my brothers play cards much at all. So usually when I go to Vegas, I'll get into a couple Texas Hold'em tournaments. You buy in and then you play for. But those tournaments last. If you're good enough, you stay in it. You can be sitting at that table for 4, 5, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Playing cards. So.
Yeah. I play solitaire. That's so I'd cheat.
You can't gamble on solitaire, so I guess you're good.
Yeah.
So we got back Thursday night. So I've been jet lagged, and then we had the farm manager's club dinner dance.
Oh, how'd that go? We couldn't go. Betsy is in Campbellsville now, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So
there was a good turnout. I know everyone's doing what they can to get the meetings to get bigger and stuff. And I think that's one of the things is we need to make sure everyone who is members, I know some people can't go because of situations that occur, but we, you know, when people are paying their dues to this, and I just think we need it, especially last night. It was, you know, to honor Scooter Hughes as Farm Manager of the Year.
Not Stewart.
Scooter.
Scooter. I thought you said Stewart Hughes.
Scooter. And it was, but it was, there was a good turnout, and it was a good time. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think I didn't have a drink in my hand the whole night, so.
You didn't? Well, that's a different.
No, I had a drink in my hand all night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said you didn't.
No, there wasn't a time I didn't.
You're going to have to take that chew of tobacco out of your mouth I don't understand what the hell you're saying.
I know. but no, it was a good time. And Scooter gave good speech, and it was good.
Yeah. So. What's Scooter talk about?
Just, you know, he thanked, you know, his parents were there.
Yeah.
And
great people.
Yeah. And they are. And so it was a good time. They put me back in the back by the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, because my group got loud and rambunctious.
Okay. Who'd you go with?
Actually, my wife went with us, and then Taylor Force, and then some friends of ours, Rob and Julie Rainey, who have a farm north of town, and then Casey and her date, and then another one that used to be an intern.
Oh, okay.
I just filled up my table quick because I just bought the table yesterday.
Oh. So. Okay. Well, I'm sorry we missed it. You know, I've known Scooter all his life and his parents before him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad started out with Green Tree.
I'm pretty sure you probably saw his dad as a toddler also. Probably the same thing did to my kids.
I think Gail's about the same age I am, to tell the truth.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, but I've known him for, I was trying to think when I first met him, I guess, back in about 1958, 1959, something like that. You know, managed Forest Retreat, raised a lot of runners down there. Raised, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did real good for the Asbury family out of Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Dr. Asbury. It was, and then Ruth, his mother, you know, she's a top horseman herself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both, I'm guaranteeing probably hard boots, and they worked the life and lived it, so.
Yeah.
But it was good because then we had, you know, beforehand they had a couple of the town branch that was there with samples and stuff, and Rooster Brew was there. Ralph was there.
Oh, good old Ralph. Yeah, that's what Michael Bowen was telling us earlier that it was.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Did you bring a whole lot of beer samples?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah.
I should have been there. In fact, Jackie and I talked about going over there last night, and maybe we'll slip over there tonight.
No, Ralph knows how to get to the farm managers. You bring alcohol, and he's everyone's best friend.
No, well, he's a good friend anyway.
He is. He's a very good guy. So.
Yeah. What did you do? Bring donuts?
I made the donut run.
Made the donut run.
Oh, there's a cream one in there
for Susie.
No,
Holly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
I saw Paul McIntyre up at the. Loading up. He's going up to, I think he's going to Indiana today.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I should, you know, I haven't given him the list of winners out of here yet. I probably should do that. You know, but we've got 44 winners already this month out of this place. 15, I think, since last week. That's better than two a day.
Yeah.
And a variety of tracks. Indiana Downs, Churchill Downs, Mountaineer, Belterra, Presque Isle, you know, that's about all the only place you can go around here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just about. All right. Now, these are.
Churchill?
Yeah. He was talking about Paul.
Oh, yeah.
McAtee. He won winner at, he saddled a winner up at Indiana Downs on the 19th. Candelita Secret. Let's see. Then Eduardo Caramore saddled one at Churchill. Luis Jurado at Indiana Downs, Rodney Morris down at Mountaineer, Harold Jordan at Mountaineer. I've known Harold since he was a toddler. His dad used to work with my dad over at Dixiana.
Yeah.
Luis Jurado, another one, this one at Indiana Downs. Jim Rankin, saddle one at Mountaineer, good old Bourbon County boy. John Langemeyer saddled a winner at Indiana Downs. Tommy Short had one at Mountaineer. Raquel Albright, who's got a farm down at on the Winchester Road, not Winchester Road. It's in Bourbon County. I forget where that damn road goes. Luis Jurado, another one at Belterra. John Langemeyer at Belterra. Tommy Mills went to Presque Isle and won with Jazzizzle, Jackie, at that Jazzle horse, you know, that, you know, he's by a horse that won the Belmont Stakes, and he wants to go 5.5 furlong.
That's something.
Oh, he's won close to 400,000 now. Placed in great stakes. Had won a stakes, but he's placed in graded stakes up at Churchill. And way to go, Tommy. I think he bred that horse. Anyway. Oh, and then Mike Estes took Commergen up to Presque Isle and ran him. That's two straight races that he's won. The starter allowance is going to 2.25 miles up there, and that's a tough old horse.
Yes, tell you what. Very much so.
Bred by the University of Kentucky. I used to say that's one of the few winners that they had last year, but now that they're doing the football season. But anyway, Karen Vecchio lives down in Bourbon County, won one at Belterra yesterday. So I'd never met her, and she was up here, and we were busy. I was helping Clock yesterday after the break, and she was up here, but I didn't have a chance to meet her because we were so busy. And then yesterday, Melvin Kendrick, an old hard boot saddle winner. So that's 15 winners since last week's show, and 46 for the month. And we've got how many days left in the month? 30-day month. We've got 4 more days of racing, and we'll pick up another 5-6 winners there. We'll have over
this weekend. Yeah,
we'll have over 50. So that's great. Well, First Defense and Ms. Mass both stand at Dudmont Farm, and both are represented by runners that are being pointed toward this year's renewal of the Breeders' Cup. First Defense, of course, is the sire of Closed Hatches, number one ranked old affiliate mare in the nation. Goes in the spinster out here next. Now 4-year-old Close Hatches is undefeated this year in 4 starts. Opened the season with a victory in the Grade 1 Azari at Oaklawn, followed by wins in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom, also at Oaklawn, the Grade 1 Ogden Phipps at Belmont, and the Grade 1 Personal Engine at Saratoga. Ms. Mass is the sire of the Fleet Stone Tastic, a 3-year-old filly that's unbeaten sprinting. In the most recent start, the August 30 running of Saratoga's Grade 2 $300,000 Prior Stakes, she put down fractions of 22-1, 44-3, 56, 108-4, and she won by nearly six lengths, with her ears pricked. Ms. Mass has already sired the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, and Close Hatches, as a 3-year-old last year, finished 2nd in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So to compete at the highest level, remember First Defense and Ms. Mass. Never too early to make plans for the 2015 breeding season. Why don't you give Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry a call over at Judmont? The number over there is 859-272-7629. And take a look at the website. That's judmont.com. Well, Untappable, winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Cotillion Stakes last weekend, was bred and is owned by Winchell Thoroughbreds. They raise her on Macaulay products over at their farm on Russell Cave Road, Corinthian Farm. The Grade 1 Ontario Derby at Woodbine was won by Florida 1. He was bred and raised right here at Gainesway Farm on Macaulay products. And out in California at Los Alamitos, Seeking the Sheriff won the Catella Stakes in record time, 6 furlongs, 108-2. And he was raised on Macaulay products at Diamond A over in Versailles. Congratulations to all. Through last weekend, horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers have won 153 stakes in 2014 alone. 80 were graded stakes and 16 grade 1. The record, well, it speaks for itself. The folks at Macaulay's are proud to be associated with many of the world's finest horsemen, and they would be delighted to add your name to the list. Just call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Take a look at the website, MacaulayBros.com. Or you can stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that is where it is all about the horse. Sunday Edition's daily racing form is out. I've already picked mine up, took a look at it, and John Sparkman's got an article on there writing about Roman Ruler. Stands right across the road over here. There's an article compiled by the Daily Racing Form staff about Shadwell's 2 new Group 1 winners that have been retired to stud over in England. And you need to take a look at that. The past performances, Churchill Downs, Belmont, Belterra, Gulfstream Park, Monmouth Park, Woodbine, Remington Park, Arlington Park, Thistle Downs, And how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 9 sets of past performances. That's a lot of reading right there. So it's a daily racing form. It's racing's Bible. I tell you what, you can't do without it. And it's, and they've got great writers in there now. You know, they really do.
Well, and they've got Barbara Livingston taking pictures. Woo!
Yeah, I know, and she's the best.
She is the best. Well, if you don't, she's with Daily Racing Form because the guy that showed up at the Daily Racing Form to run it or something said she's the best getter.
Yeah.
And if you follow her on Facebook, you see stuff. She takes pictures and puts them up.
Okay, well, you can sign up for Daily Racing Form's breeding newsletter at drf.com/breedingtoday. All the way through the week now, they feature different things in from the breeding section of Daily Racing Form, like a buyer speed profiles and broodmare of the week and handicapping column, a pedigree handicapping column. They give a John Sparkman's every Friday writes a column. So that's the Daily Racing Form. Just go get your copy. I know you, if you're in the horse business, you know what it's all about. All righty. Now I've got to take care of my good friends over at KTA and Toba and announce the winners of stakes races, the one stakes over the weekend. And Kentucky Breds, of course. We don't fool around with anybody else. Kentucky Breds over to KTA or Far Pie. I don't much myself, tell you the truth. I pulled all the charts on these things and then up and lost them. Cleaned off my desk and threw them away, but I've got them here. I've got nothing. I can get it done. The Grade One Cotillion Stakes was won by Untappable, bred by Winchell Thoroughbreds. Tappet stands right across the road over here at Gainesway Farm. The Grade Three Kent Stakes at Delaware Park was won by Divine Oath. That's a Broken Vow, bred by Sanford Robinson, and Broken Vow, of course, is a Pin Oak stallion. The Grade 3 Ontario Derby at Woodbine was won by Florida One, bred by Gainesway Thoroughbreds. Once again, going back to Gainesway across the road over here. The Wild and Wonderful Stakes at Hollywood Park winner was Paints on Fire, bred by K&G Stables. The Downs at Albuquerque Handicapped, $100,000 race, went to Isn't He Clefer? Isn't He Clever, bred by Monocue. Let's see. Let's keep going here. The Cotilla Stakes at Los Alamitos, Seeking the Sheriff, won that. He was bred by Diamond A Racing. The La Madrina Stakes, also at Los Alamitos, was won by Irish Presence, bred by Dash Golf. The Lonesome Glory Stakes at Belmont, Demonstrative, won that, bred by Gainsborough Farm. The Musical Romance Stakes at Gulfstream Park, Old Daniel won that, bred by Dixiana Stables. And let's see what else we've got. We've had some just here recently, too. Wednesday at Kentucky Downs, the Kentucky Downs Ladies Marathon Stakes went to White Rose. That's a Tappet Filly bred by J.S. McDonald. At Presque Isle on Friday, the HBPA Stakes winner, Mischief. That's bred by Alan Poindexter, and that's an Into Mischief, of course, stands right over here at Spendthrift Farm. I was over there yesterday. They have finally got the names up there in their stallion barn of Burnbar, Jackie. So Dez took me over, and I wanted to verify it was up before I said I want to see it before I say that it's up, because I've been lobbying for that for 5 years now
there,
to get that
got
up.
It. Right. And you got your wish. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so it's up, and I also put Shannon up there too while they're at it. It was two Australian breeds, of course. Shannon second. Both of them stood there. And, yeah. Of course, but Burnbar is one of the two. He and Farlap were considered by Australians to be the two greatest horses ever come out of Australia. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So, anyway. And then yesterday, the Santa Anita opened. Santa Anita opened with a $100,000 Eddie D Stakes. It's a grade three race. And Home Run Kitten won that. And guess who that's by? Brett Buchanan, Sarah Ramsey. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you don't get any more clues after that.
You're right. They hit a home run with that stud horse, didn't they?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I think it's great.
I think it's
great. It can be done. You just have to have a lot of money and a lot of brains.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of money by itself doesn't do it. And I'm living proof that a lot of brains by without money.
Now, which do you have? I know you don't have money, so it must be. Not being to me, married to me, you wouldn't have money.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know. What you want to do?
Well, nothing. I was just you're over there getting out your history. I just thought
yeah, I want to look at the Jockey Club Gold Cup, which is run today. And they run a bunch of graded stakes today, as a matter of fact. But that's the biggie, I guess. And then I want to read something that Ken Hollingsworth wrote. I wrote one a few weeks ago that he was reminiscing about Colonel Chien, Colonel Phil T. Chien.
Uh-huh.
And I ran across another one that he wrote about it. So,
oh, good.
So here it goes. It's not too long, but it's fun when reading about Colonel Chien. A half century ago, this is written by Ken Hollingsworth and came out in his book, The Arch Jockey of Canterbury, which and Other Tales, which was published back in the 1980s. A half century ago was yesterday when talking with the late Colonel Phil T. Chien. The subject was big bets, won and lost. This just starts with a quote from Colonel Chien now. About the biggest proposition I ever had, which fit both those categories, the colonel recalled, came about in Jamaica. E. Fulton Howard, celebrated publisher of the New York Press and a fashion plate of a man, asked me to train a couple of fillies for him that he had bought out of the James R. Keene dispersal, and he thought the most expedient way of getting out of them would be to have me train them and have bookmakers pay the freight. Howard said he had a money man who knew nothing about racing, but who would be willing to put up $5,000 as an investment if a fixture were to be found. Well, that sounded like a workable agreement, so I took the fillies and trained them to taste. Finally, I met Howard one afternoon in the Hotel Knickerbocker and advised him that the situation was pregnant, that it was time to get serious. Howard was a very flashy man with many prominent friends in the theatrical world, and he again assured me that he could obtain the money. I've had a lot of these things fall through, however, and P.T. Chien preferred to do a little talking with the money man himself. No, no, says Howard. This is my good friend Charles Schwab, president of United States Steel. This is just an investment on his part. I'll handle him. He called him from the bar and suggested Mr. Schwab have the fine kickers in his pocket, for he, E. Fulton Howard, was to proceed at that moment to his office and pick them up. Well, that sounded pretty solid to me, but Howard insisted he would put the money down and arrangement not altogether satisfactory to me. The next morning, I made a point of seeing Howard and the money before going to the track. He asked if I was sure we were going to win. I responded that the Senorita filly was absolutely ready, but for one thing. The one thing she needed at the moment was a $5,000 bet on her. I continued to the effect that if he did not immediately assure me that I was in on this deal, I would scratch the horse or pull her, inasmuch as I had control of the jockey, which was nothing but a bluff, for I did not have the boy. Howard then assured me my share would be riding on the filly. The morning line listed Infanta, a two-year-old filly by Disguise out of Senorita, at 101 for a first start in 1907. This apparently gave Howard some pause, for he sought counsel with various authorities on the subject of wagering and was soon brought around to the consensus that Infanta had no earthly chance and probably was overestimated by the oddsmakers at that. While the colonel was busy saddling the filly and thinking of $5,000 going on a certain 100-to-1 shot, that's $500,000, and I've always regarded such a sum as considerable change. Howard remained in the Knickerbocker, patting his envelope and thinking how nice it was to have it in his hand. Howard bent his elbow a couple of times and soon joined up with some actress's friends and gave no more thought to Infanta until that evening. Yeah. He then ordered a cabby to drive his party by the old Herald building where race results were displayed. There it was. Infanta had won the last race at closing odds of 40-1. Howard fell out of the cab, suffered a broken leg, and various minor injuries. The next day, I looked everywhere for Howard, Colonel Chin recalled. Finally found him in a hospital. I queried him as to the events of the previous day, and he apparently did not have the strength to reply, merely pointing to a table where a portion of the original 5,000 was laid. Well, when I realized that had transpired, I said to him, if you weren't lying there crippled, I'd kill you. I imagine Mr. Schwab held a similar sentiment. Harold was in such pain, however, I finally left him. This was a grave disappointment to me, as you may understand, but the previous day had not been completely wasted. I had a horse named General Haley, which ran in the race prior to Senorita Philly's heat. I had kept my own counsel on this matter, and Phil Musgrave brought him home with a lucrative result. P.G. Chin learned long ago it was not necessary to keep all persons fully advised as to the aspect of his business. That was written by Colonel Phil, by Ken Hollisworth from a conversation with Phil Chin. I met the gentleman, Phil Chin, back in, I think, 1958. Yeah, I believe he died in 1961. And I wish I had known him better where I could have talked to him, but didn't get to.
Hey, I have an announcement I forgot.
You have an announcement?
I have an announcement that I forgot. Yes. Class president this year of the seniors at Lafayette High School is grandson Ben Ellis Highland. Yay!
Yeah, I'm real proud of Ben.
Yeah, Mr. Personality.
Mr. Personality.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I know that's not a horse topic, but there you are. So what?
Yeah, he's a great kid. He's just turning 16.
And 17.
17?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. He's been driving for a year, hasn't he?
Sort of.
Yeah, I don't want to ride with him. But anyway, he's because of something that happened to him, he had to quit playing baseball. He was quite a good athlete.
Yeah.
And he took up golf. And a year later made the golf team. He had never touched a golf club in his life. And a year later, he made the junior varsity golf team at Lafayette.
Yeah, he's playing this morning, I understand.
Is he playing a tournament this morning? Yeah, he's a pretty good golfer. Shoot, on a good day, he'll shoot in the 70s, upper 70s. And on a bad day, well, you know. But he's pretty inconsistent yet.
Well, so what? You can't have nobody. Secretary lost twice. Man of War lost once.
Secretary lost more than twice.
Oh, well, however many.
Okay.
Man of War lost once.
All right. Well, last Saturday, Belmont, the seventh race, the $77,000 open allowance test. Fillies and mares go to 1.5 miles on the turf. It was won by Distorted Beauty, a 3-year-old filly by Invisor. Breaking from the outside post position in the field of 11, Distorted Beauty stalked the early pace, then pulled away to win comfortably by nearly 2 lengths in 1:34.4. In 6 starts, she's posted 4 wins, a second and a fourth. The latter in her first start at Aqueduct with 2 wins at Saratoga and 2 at Belmont. She's earned $184,300. Now, Distorted Beauty's latest score comes just days after the victory of Invading Humor in the $123,500 John Hettinger Stakes at Belmont, also sired by Invisor. Invading Humor at 6 wins, all in New York, from 12 starts, and she has accumulated earnings of $303,700. If you want a hard-hitting runner like the Story Beauty or Invading Humor in your racing stable, call Stallion Manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm. Ask him about Invisor. The number out there is 859-224-4585, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, there are 2 sons of the classic winner and top sire Empire Maker standing at Windstar Farm. One is Pioneer the Nile, the nation's number one ranked second crop sire. The other is Bodemeister, like Pioneer the Nile, a grade one stakes winner and millionaire. Tabbed a rising star by the Thoroughbred Daily News after he broke his maiden by nearly 10 lengths, going a mile in 134.2. Bodemeister won the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby in a romp, getting the 9 furlongs in 148.3 to win by 9.5 lengths. He then set historic fractions of 45 flat, 109.4 in the Kentucky Derby, and then kept going to finish a courageous second. It was a wonderful performance, dead game performance. Second, also in the classic Grade 1 Preakness and the Grade 2 San Felipe, Bodemeister is the only 3-year-old of his year to earn 4 triple-digit buyer speed figures, and he retired with earnings of $1,304,800. Bodemeister's Dam Storm Cat won graded stakes at 2 and is out of the graded stakes winner Parade Queen by AP Indy. Top family is Sire Pedigree. His first foals are weanlings this year. You'll see them at the major fall sales. And for more information, call Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717. Take a look at the website, windstarfarm.com.
Steve Haskins put on Facebook yesterday that he thinks he likes micromanage at a humongous price in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. In fact, he says, raise your hands if you think I'm nuts. And at the end, you raised your hand. And at the end, he says, okay, hands down.
It's down.
So that's kind of interesting to watch that to see how that, you know.
Yeah. All right. Jockey Club Gold Cups today. Been won by some great horses. Not the oldest stakes race in the world, but didn't start until 1919. And it was won by a horse named Purchase, and he won it in a walkover. So that's a very, real exciting start there. He was by Armandale, out of the great race mare Cherryola. Walter Vosburgh described Purchase as exquisitely beautiful, and he went on to say he had the best qualities of his illustrious ancestors. He had the size of Melbourne, the power of Stockwell, the beauty of Orlando, the speed of Ormondy and St. Simon, and the courage of Lexington. Now that's a pretty good recommendation there,
I would think.
Yeah. Then the next year, of course, the all-time great racehorse, Man of War, won it. It was a virtual walkout. And Walter Vosburgh kind of liked him, too. Wrote about him. He had the size and power of a sprinter with a conformation of a stayer. Then he wrote a little poem about him. It says, weave for the mighty chestnut a tributary crown of autumn flowers, the brightest then when the autumn leaves are brown. Hang up his bridle on the wall, his saddle on a tree, till time shall bring some racing king worthy to wear as he. Man of War, 1922, the winner was Mad Hatter, who was bred on the same lines as Man of War by Fair Play out of Roxanne Mare, and had the same breeder, August Belmont. And he won it twice. He won it as a 5-year-old, the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and as a 6-year-old. Ran 91 times. Retired as the 4th leading money winner. And could have done a whole lot better, except for he had a temperament problem. Great stayer. Of course, that time, the Jockey Club Gold Cup was 2 miles. That was when it was a real race. He was also, he could sprint. He was very versatile. And when he was a 7-year-old, he picked up 128 pounds and won the toboggan, going 6 furlongs. Yeah, he won the Suburban as an 8-year-old and was purchased for stud duties by Mr. H.P. Whitney. Best runner, as he said, was a horse, the Nut, who won the realization in the Latonia Championship. But like his daddy, he was well-named. Mad Hatter ended up with a remount. Another great horse to win it, 1926, was Crusader, son of Man of War. From the second crop of Man of War, as a matter of fact, is out of a Starshoot mare. Sammy Riddle bred him. Mr. Riddle kept Man of War as virtually a private stallion for himself and Walter Jeffords, who was married to his niece. There rarely was an outside
outside are allowed to breed to him. And he never covered more than 25 mares in a single year, but 1925, with but 25 foals of racing age, 12 of them 2-year-olds, he climbed to number 4 on the sire list and to number 1 in 1926. And according to John Hervey, another famous writer and horseman at the time, never before had so young a stallion with such a small number of offspring made such a showing. After that, Mr. Riddle kind of dropped the quality of mares that were bred to him. And some of them, I mean, he was bred to some very, very ordinary mares, including the dam of War Admiral, who was real small. She didn't even stand 15 hands. And she was by Sweep, who bred small, but she was even small for Sweep. And but anyway, Man of War got War Admiral out of that mare. So, of course.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was, but, you know, he thought he reached the point where he thought, well, he could breed him to anything, and he was going to sire runners, and occasionally he did. But he ended up siring, I think it was 75 stakes winners, which was pretty good at that time. Well, it's pretty good now, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to Crusader, a lot of people thought he was Man of War's best son. I almost consider War Admiral to be. But he went to stud over there, too, and he had limited opportunities at stud because he stood in the shadow of his sire. And then War Admiral came around and entered stud there. So he actually, standing over at Farway, he wasn't getting many mares at all. But that's the day he won the Jockey Club Gold Cup, which was at 2 miles, he ran the last quarter of a mile in 23-1. Did you hear that, Jackie? Yes. He was going 2 miles and he ran the last quarter of a mile in 23-1.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. There are some other winners. Ray Count, who, of course, went on to be a top sire for Mr. Hertz over down at Stoner Creek. He sired the Count Fleet. Mr. Hertz bought him. He watched Ray Count run. He didn't breed him, but he watched him run. And during a race, it was a close finish in the race, and Ray Count reached over and savaged the horse that was running next to him.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hertz said, boy, that's a horse with some guts, you know, so he bought him.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, well, side him a Derby winner.
That works.
Of course, he won the Derby. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't work every time, but it worked then.
Yeah. And, of course, the great Gallant Fox. Won it in 1936 for Mr. William Woodward. Earl Sandy rode him, came back. Mr. Woodward had coaxed him out of retirement. He'd been injured back in, I think it was 1923. He got hurt, and he didn't ride for a number of years, and then he came back and coaxed him back to ride Gallant Fox, and he won the Triple Crown with him. 1931 winner was 20 grand. By St. Germans, and St. Germans passed on his somewhat infertility that he had to 20 grand, who never sired a foal. Bred by Green Tree Stud and was retired over as a Green Tree Stud. I mean, I better take care of this and get back to talk a little bit about it no more. But Temple City is the sire of 2 2-year-olds that have won stakes in New York, both from his first crop. This year, last Sunday at Belmont, Saratoga Heatham by Temple City won the $150,000 Bertram F. Linder Stakes. And on August 29th, Startup Nation, another 2-year-old from the first crop by Temple City, won the Grade 2 $200,000 with anticipation stakes at Saratoga. Now, Saratoga Heater was bred by Mockmer Hall over in Bourbon County. It was sold at the OBS April sale. He brought $100,000. He's already won himself out. Of course, undefeated Startup Nation has won himself out. He was bred right over here on Ironworks Pike by Spendthrift Farm. They sold him as a yearling for $95,000. Was it a yearling that they sold him? I believe it was, but anyway. Well, anyway, they bred him and sold him, let's put it that way. And he brought $95,000. Well, now let me point out that Temple City is eligible for Spendthrift's Innovative Breed Secure Program, as are the Spendthrift Stallions Arch, Awesome Patriot, Dominus, Lion of David, Patio Prado, and Wilburn.
It's a very simple program. You breed, you sell. If you don't profit, you don't pay. What the thing to do is to give them a call over. Call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothaker at 859-294-0030. Talk to them about that Breed Secure program. What do you got to lose? And see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, I was going to do something on Bolingbroke. I don't have time to do that now. Who won the Jockey Club Gold Cup? He was a foal of 1937 by Equipoise. I think it was from the second crop, first or second crop by Equipoise. But anyway, let's see who else won this race. War Admiral, of course, won it in 1938. He was by Man of War. 41, it was Market Wise. He was a 3-year-old. He beat Whirlaway that year. Market Wise was a top-class racehorse. Of course, so was Whirlaway, a Triple Crown winner. Whirlaway came back the next year in 1942 and won it as a 4-year-old, beating a 3-year-old in Alsab, who was by Good Goods and was bred over Mr. Pye's farm over at Crestwood Farm over there. And that's where Goodwood stayed. Now, Alsab was bred by Al Sabbath, who had the guts to name a horse after himself.
That's chancy, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a horse named Ursel, but it was named after my dad, and he wasn't worth two dead flies. Could have been named after me. Anyway, Mr. H.B. Pirat had him.
Yeah.
And he named one, he got another named Boss Ellis, and he won some race with Boss Ellis.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. But he didn't do any good with Ursel. That's a name to stop anybody, I guess. Kind of held me back a little bit, too. Let's see. Prince Quillo in 43, of course, went on to great things down at Claiborne Farm as a stud. Pavitt won it in 1946. He was by Casey's. He beat Stymie. And Rico Monte, and the next year was Phalanx. He won it as a 3-year-old. Excuse me. Phalanx was by Pilot, was bred over here by my C.V. Whitney. Went stood there. Saw a few things he could run. He was a stayer. He beat Talon, who was a gray horse that was imported from Argentina. Phalanx won that as a 3-year-old. He'd won the Belmont that year, and then he came back and won the Jockey Club Gold Cup. And Stymie ran third that year. Then, of course, the Great Citation won it in 1948 as a 3-year-old, beating Phalanx. The Calumet won it again the next year with Ponder, who was by Pensive. Pensive, a son of Hyperion, who was imported in utero. One Count by Count Fleet won it in 1952. Then Nashua won it in 1955 and in 1956. Of course, he went to stud over at Claiborne Farm. Gallant Man, who also went to stud at Claiborne Farm, won it as a 3-year-old in 1957. Yeah, it was his 3-year-old year, wasn't it? And then, of course, the great Kelso won it in 1960, 61, 62, 63, 64.
How boring!
How boring, yeah. All right, I got a minute left. The winners.
Well, let me tell you, a minute left. Next is Fall Stars Weekend at Keeneland. The Friday is the Stahl Keenan and Park Phoenix Stakes and the Darley Alcibiades and the Woodford. And then Saturday is a whole bunch more stuff. We'll talk about those next Saturday.
All right. Winners from last week's show. Since last week's show, trained here by Paul McAtee, Eduardo Caramori, Luis Horado, Rodney Moores, Harold Jordan, Luis Horado again, Jim Rankin, John Langemeyer, Tommy Short, Raquel Albright, Luis Horado again, John Langemeyer, Tommy Mills, Mike Estes, Karen Vecchio, and Melvin Kendry. So we'll be on at the regular time next week. No football. Well, yeah, there's football, but it's at 7:30, so we're on the regular time. And
great.
They're playing our getaway song, so we will talk to you next week. Thanks, Mary Jane, for getting up early. And thank you, Resi. You were already up, I think. Talk to you later.
Till we meet.